Now, a win in the Court of Appeal over the Blue Mountains Council. This goes to the New South Wales government. There's another case to be won in the Land and Environment Court by the government, but in the meantime, the injunction granted to the council against the government has been dismissed 3-0 in the Court of Appeal. It has been stayed for 7 days to allow the council to make up its mind on what it will do. The story is documented in the Blue Mountains Gazette today, and we cop a mention because we were the ones that started identifying the Blue Mountains Council for their rather incredible way of dealing with asbestos. Jenny Curtin writes, Greens councillor Kerry Brown, whom we've spoken to a number of times, she's a good woman despite being a Green, has appealed to the local government minister, Gabrielle Upton, to hold an inquiry into Blue Mountains Council rather than suspend it. The Court of Appeal yesterday, or in fact on Wednesday, threw out an injunction granted in February, which had effectively prevented Miss Upton from getting rid of the council for 3 months. The court granted a stay of 7 days before the minister can act to suspend, which is designed to allow the council to consider its position. Now, the council says they might try to negotiate with the minister, but Councillor Brown has made some very valid points in this article in the Blue Mountains Gazette. She said she's concerned that the court's decision opened the way for the minister to suspend the council. She said the court has also established the submissions from individual councillors, in addition to those from council, will have to be considered by the minister. I will therefore be writing to the minister this week asking that she does not suspend the council, but instead conducts an inquiry into the management of the council with regard to asbestos, and whether the councillors are being fully informed to enable us to act as a governing body. Now, she's been saying that all along. She says, for example, I have been shocked to find out that Michael Toomer of Clyde & Co, who the council's lawyers commissioned on behalf to conduct our behalf an investigation into the council's handling of asbestos, is described in the judgment as having co-owned a racehorse with our former safety consultant and acting director, Mark Mulligan. Councillors were not informed of this by council officers, despite the judgment making clear that council was informed of the matter February 13 this year. Mark Mulligan, Marky the Sparky as they call him, was engaged as a consultant to review and improve council safety management systems in 2016 and then in 2017 as an acting director of council service delivery. It was allegations of a connection between Mr. Toomer and Mr. Mulligan raised by Ray Hadley in his program that led the minister to issue her February notice to suspend. Councillor Brown says, Councillors should have been informed of the nature of the extent of the relationship that exists between Mr. Toomer and Mr. Mulligan. However, we weren't. This is the first I've heard about this racehorse. Anyway, we'll wait and see what happens, but it's a victory for the New South Wales government against a council which is run by a dope called Mark Greenhill, the mayor, a Labor lackey. A Labor lackey who formerly worked in the energy sector and left it in mysterious circumstances after an incident in the car park out there near Blacktown somewhere. Anyway, we'll find out what happens in relation to this in the coming week, I guess.